You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new mental health initiative has started up in New Zealand called Recognize Your Experience Through Conversations About Depression. I spoke with the co-creator, Kiara Moynihan, on their recent campaign to spread awareness of mental health services around New Zealand. They will be road tripping throughout New Zealand, interviewing people working with and accessing mental health services to create a nationwide map of where these services can be located. We started by discussing the stigmas around mental health illness in New Zealand.
I think there are many stigmas surrounding mental health. From the interviews with people that we've done, the main ones have been the influence of social media on body image and kind of fear of missing out. Also, the fact that physical health and mental health are not treated on the same level when I believe that they should be, because it's not. A lot of people think that because you can't see that there's anything like wrong or that you're not physically hurting, that you should still be able to, you know, go to work and put a smile on your face and be all happy, whereas sometimes that's, for a lot of people, that's just not possible on some days. There's also, from talking to males, we've found that the young men that we've talked to have all said that being able to talk about how they're feeling is a bit of a luxury for them, because a lot of them just don't feel comfortable talking to even their friends about what's going on for them, because it's all just kind of made into a joke.
Mm. So it kind of sounds from the subject matter that you're focusing primarily on influencing young people.
Yeah, we're a youth mental health initiative, because Sam and I, who run it together, we are both in, well, Sam's 21, I'm 20, and we just feel that that's the most relatable age group, and also that those, the young people are the main mindsets that who like need to change their perception of how they treat their own mental health, because if we don't change individually, then there's, you know, like you can pour all the money you want into like clinical services and healthcare and critical things, but those are all extremely important and they're vital to, you know, saving people at the end of the day. But we kind of want to step in before it gets to that point, so that people are comfortable enough to create their own support network, go and see someone if they need help, call an organization like Youthline, or like there's tons of great, wonderful help out there. And we're mainly trying to focus on local conversation-based sort of support groups and promoting those kind of things.
Mm. So this is what your organization is planning to do. Do you want to go into a bit more detail about what the plan is over the next little while?
Yes, so we are going on our Wrecked Mental Health Road Trip from between January and February next year. So we're going to be visiting, starting in Kirikiri and going all the way, finishing in Queenstown, and then traveling back up the west coast of the South Island. And we are visiting any or all mental health organizations that are interested in doing an interview with us on the way. So we've got about 10 or 12 lined up so far, and I've got like 50 more to contact. But yeah, we've got a lot planned. And we basically want to make a promotional video for each organization that we visit, interview someone that works there, and possibly interview someone who goes there for support, and how they find it. And then we want to put those videos on an interactive mental health roadmap of New Zealand, so that you can go onto our website, go onto the map, click on your area, and the video will come up of where we went, how we found it, what they do there, and how they could possibly help you. Because at the moment, there's nothing really that is showing locally what's around, except for the hospitals and like the DHB kind of organizations, and they're, which is really, really great. But there's also a lot of other stuff that is quite cool, like garden centers and art centers and like yoga places and stuff like that.
And so why do you think this kind of thing hasn't been done before, making it more easily accessible to find these organizations?
I think it's because we've sort of jumped straight to the end of the problem rather than getting things from the beginning when people are young and in school, and encouraging conversation, just encouraging openness and allowing yourself to be vulnerable. Because I think New Zealand's society can be quite, people can be quite closed off from each other sometimes, in my experience. But the minute that I start talking to someone about a problem that I've had, like even on the bus, waiting outside a lecture, like anywhere, anytime, I've just opened up to someone, they immediately just say, oh my God, I know someone that that happened to, or I've been there, I've seen that. And like, we're all very relatable, but we kind of keep ourselves in our own bubbles. Like, the most important thing is to be open and honest about how we're feeling individually in order to create this huge change that the government and all the health people are trying to create. But the thing is that sort of even a bit too, it's not that it's too late, but it's, you know, after someone's already attempted suicide or something, and then trying to change their perspective on like why they should want to live, and you know why, it's just, I think it's just a lot easier if you start from the beginning.
So how can people help those that they know are experiencing mental illness?
The main thing that we've learned from going to Youthline and speaking with a counsellor there, and from my own experience of interviewing candidates and stuff, is that a lot of the time, if someone is suffering with depression or mental illness of any kind, a lot of the time the best thing that you can do is not give advice, because it's not really our place as friends and family, like, it, to give advice. Unless someone asks for advice, then that's wonderful, you know, give them your opinion. But it, the main thing is just to listen and just to be there for them while they're in that stage, and just not to judge. I think that that's the best thing that you can do. And then if you do think that someone is in danger, like their life is in danger, or they do need professional help, then there are like helplines and counselors that you can call and figure out what you should do in the position, and who you could refer them to and things like that, because that is really important, not to just be a bystander in that situation, to actually step in and say, hey, look, because when you're low and down, and you really just don't have the motivation to do anything, which is why we want to make it as easy as possible for people to see everything that's available to them, not just like going to the doctor, or which is of course a wonderful option, but like there is more outside of that.
And so what can people do to help with your organization?
So our organization, probably the main thing is just following our Facebook page, Rect17 on facebook.com. Have a look at our website, www.rec.co.nz. yeah, just message us any feedback, anything that if you'd like to be interviewed and share your experience with us, that would be really cool, because we're just trying to get as many perceptions of different people, because this is something, mental health is something that everybody has. Some people have poor mental health, others have great mental health. It doesn't matter. We would just love to hear about your experience as a human being. Yeah, I'm setting up a Give a Little page at the moment, so that will be out very soon, but that's not up yet. But yeah, if we're having fundraisers and stuff, I think the main thing is to like the Facebook page, so you get all of our updates and see what we're doing.
Perfect. Any further comments you want to make?
I think I'd just like to say that it's really important to validate our emotions, because that's how we find value in ourselves, and just to answer honestly when someone asks you how you're doing or how you're feeling, because you'll feel the weight lift off your shoulders if you say, actually, I have an exam tomorrow, I am really stressing out, instead of saying, oh, I'm good. So yeah, I think that's something that is a good thing to do.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.